the flat-out truth about food prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Retail food prices are rising, but at a much slower pace than expected. Gary Crawford has our report.
Food shoppers are getting a little bit of a break on prices this year.
Food prices have been flat since January, and I mean perfectly flat.
With the flat-out truth about food prices, Agriculture Department economist Ricky Volpe, and yes, that's one reason he's had to once again reduce his forecast for food price inflation this year. When the year started, analysts, including Ricky Volpe, thought that the effects of the 2012 drought would mean that food prices this year would end up rising by 3% up to 4%. Later on, they took it down to between 2.5% and 3.5%. Now, it looks like food prices for the year will only go up
1.5% to 2.5%.
Turns out after some spikes in raw farm product prices last year because of the drought, things have settled down. Prices have begun to come down a bit for many crops, and that's just one reason for the lower retail price forecast.
Coupled with low and fairly moderate fuel prices for most of the past year, there have been a couple of minor spikes, but fuel prices have been very cooperative. And also in the midst of our economic recovery, we've seen the value of the U.S. dollar strengthen. And as a result, we've seen exports fall for a lot of our key commodities. And as exports fall, that tends to increase supply domestically, and that also adds some deflationary pressure. So all of these major macroeconomic factors have worked in the opposite direction of the drought, and that's really why we're on track for relatively low food price inflation this year.
Of course, you may be looking at chicken and beef prices and saying, whoa, these prices aren't low at all. And Volpe says, though, that his forecast is for the average of all foods together. And yes, we are right about the high prices for chicken, for example.
We are in the midst of a surge for poultry prices, and that does have in part to do with the drought of 2012, and this was anticipated.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, beef prices are up as well, but many other food items with no increase. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.